This is program number LW2160. The world is perishing for kindness. That's what George Washington Carver once said to a bunch of preachers. Hi, this is Larry West. Carver seldom spoke his feelings on the subject of race relations. One day, though, a bunch of preachers stepped up to him and asked him what he thought they should do to help improve race relations. Apparently, he didn't see any pure hearts there because he said to them, "Your actions speak so loud I cannot hear what you are saying. You have too much religion and not enough Christianity. Too many creeds and not enough performance." Then he said, "The world is perishing for kindness." You know, sometimes a little kindness can go a long way. You hear that a neighbor down the street, for example, has just checked into the hospital. You don't know that neighbor too well, but something inside you says, "Send her a card." So you send her a card. All of a sudden, you get a phone call, and you would think that you had sent her not a card, but $1,000,000. She thanks you, and she thanks you again. She just bubbles all over the phone. She says, "I didn't know you even knew I was alive." She says, "Your card means more to me than I can possibly express." And she just goes on and on. You can't believe it. All of a sudden, you begin to bubble inside. Makes you sure glad you took the time to send a little card. Sometimes a little kindness can go a long way, right? Little things, you know, often make big differences. On the flip side, you know, the lack of a little kindness goes a long way, too. Believe it or not, one evening, President William McKinley, back at the turn of the century, was having a hard time deciding which of two equally competent men to appoint to an important diplomatic position. While considering which of the two men he was going to appoint, he suddenly recalled an incident that had occurred on a stormy night several years ago. Here's what happened. He had boarded a streetcar and had taken the last empty chair at the rear of it. At one point on the route, an old washerwoman carrying a heavy basket boarded the car and stood heavy burdened in the aisle. One of the men whom McKinley was now considering for the post had been sitting right in front of the old lady, but this man shifted his newspaper in such a way as to seem not to see her. McKinley, though, stood up from his seat, went down the aisle, picked up the basket of clothes, and led the old lady back to his own seat. The man with the newspaper looking down did not see McKinley do it. A man named Charles G. Dawes, a friend of McKinley, reported the story, and Dawes says, "The candidate never knew that this little act of selfishness, this little omission of kindness, had deprived him of that which would have crowned his ambition for a lifetime." Yeah, sometimes the lack of kindness can go a long way, too. Someone once said, "The best exercise for strengthening the heart is reaching down and lifting people up." A man once asked Dr. Carl Menninger, "What would you advise a person to do if he felt a nervous breakdown coming on?" Most people expected him to reply, "Consult a psychiatrist." But to their astonishment, he said, "Lock up your house, go outside, find someone in need, and do something to help that person." The best exercise for strengthening the heart is reaching down and lifting people up. You can count on it. The world is perishing for kindness. And you know, kindness doesn't have to always cost a lot. A simple smile, a courteous thank you, a little note, a short visit, a little flower, holding the door for just a second or two at the bank so that the lady behind you with her two small children can make it through more easily. Telling an employee you appreciate him for his good work. Giving someone your seat on the bus. Here's one. Fencing around the tree on the property line that divides your place from your neighbor's. Being kind, considerate, courteous. Isn't that what life is all about? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus said something about that, didn't he? I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Whether you feel a nervous breakdown coming on or not, that's not the point. Get out of yourself. Lock the door behind you. Find someone in need and do something to help that person. The best exercise for strengthening the heart is reaching down and lifting people up. The world is perishing for kindness. Do something about it. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.